Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through Proverbs. We're almost done. And after this, we're going to go through some of the verses from the book We Too, how the church can respond redemptively to the sexual abuse crisis. It launches in just a few days on August 13th. And so I'm really excited about just being able to unpack some of those scriptures from that book. Anyway, so we are in Proverbs 28, 1 through 14 in the ESV, and this is what it says. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. When a land transgresses, it has many rulers. But with a man of understanding and knowledge, its stability will long continue. A poor man who oppresses the poor is a beating rain that leaves no food. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law strive against them. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it completely. Better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways. The one who keeps the law is a son with understanding, but a companion of gluttons shames his father. Whoever multiplies his wealth by interest and profit gathers it for him who is generous to the poor. If one turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Whoever misleads the upright into an evil way will fall into his own pit, but the blameless will have a goodly inheritance. A rich man is wise in his own eyes, but a poor man who has understanding will find him out. When the righteous triumph, there is great glory, but when the wicked rise, people hide themselves. Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. Blessed is the one who fears the Lord always, but whoever hardens his heart will fall into calamity. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm struck by those last couple verses, especially about a hardened heart. And that is what I pray today, that those who are listening would no longer harden their hearts. They would not let the anger or the bitterness fester to such a place that their hearts have become hard ground. And Lord, as I look back on my life, I've seen those times in my life, and it has not been easy. Lord, would you tenderize our hearts? Would you soften our hearts? We want to have hearts that beat for you. We want to be people who easily confess. We want to spend some time on our knees worshiping you, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are our great deliverer. You are the one who sent your son to die in our place. You are the one who created this amazing plan. You are the author of heaven and earth and the new heavens and the new earth. You are worthy of our affection. Lord, verse 13 says, whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. So Lord, we confess our sins right now in this moment before you. I confess there are times during the day where I stop thinking about you. And there are times when I think of how I can get ahead I stop thinking about your kingdom and I start thinking about my own. Would you forgive me for that? Lord, I think of a particular relationship that I'm broken about. And Lord, I pray that that broken relationship will not cause me to have bitterness, but instead will cause me to have trust in you, knowing that you are holding that in your hand and reconciliation is really up to you and it's your plan and not my own. I pray for my friend who maybe has the same thing where they're just so lamenting and so hurting over a broken relationship. Lord, I pray that we would all be able to relinquish them to you and entrust them to you, knowing that you are a good father who loves to hold all of that. Your burden, you want to carry our burdens, and you want to carry the things that weigh us down and our fears, and so we give them to you now as an act of worship. Lord, we want to follow your way. We want to follow your pathway. We want to hear your voice. You will say to us from the left or the right to go this way or to go that way. We want to be people who are attentive to your voice. We also want to obey you in every way, even when it's hard. So Lord, I pray for the wherewithal to say yes to you today, to do the hard thing that you're calling us to, even if there's going to be repercussions. Lord, help us to boldly go forward in the way that you have called us. And I thank you for that now, ahead of time, that you're going to give us the strength we need to endure and to obey. I pray all of this in Jesus' powerful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me, and I am humbled that you would listen every single day. This is so awesome. If you're new to the podcast and this is your first day of listening every single day, thank you so much, and I pray that this will be a blessing to you.